from KQED.
The sport of bocce ball is played all over the world, but in Northern California, it's still mostly an Italian game. Reporter Vanessa Roncagno sends us an audio postcard from a San Mateo social club that's struggling to keep the tradition alive.
Come on, Bruno. Come on. It's a good one. He's making it. He's going to make it. Done.
Norina De Bella's team is winning. She stands at one end of a court made of sand and crushed oyster shells. It's a little shorter than a bowling lane. It's green team versus red team, and DeBella's watching her teammates try to roll their green balls closer to the palino, the little white ball that's their target.
Palino, palino.
He's going to make it. He's going to get the palino. We got two.
It's league play at the Peninsula Italian American Social Club. Two dozen people fill the echoey hall that houses the club's two bocce courts. One wall is painted to look like the view from a Tuscan veranda, with stone archways and rolling hills. The other is covered with team photos dating back to the 70s, when the bocce league first got started. Teams play year-round. These aren't pros. Most of the players are in their 70s. They don't play for big prizes. They play for fun, mostly.
Sometimes they play for a dollar here. And you'd think their life was riding on that $1, the way they play, and they get down on their knees and they're checking that thing and don't touch it. Oh, boy.
That's Joseph Lencioni, a.k.a. Joe. He's the resident jokester.
Watch it.
Mi chiamo Mario Conti.
Mario Conti runs the league.
Just because you're Italian, it'll make you a good bocce player. Let me tell you, it's like any other game. Either you have it or you don't.
Being Italian does help you get into this social club. When it was started in the 30s, it was called the New Deal Italian American Federation. At first, they held meetings in members' basements. Now it's mostly a place where people socialize at dinners and cultural events. Mario and his wife Nella were born in Italy and grew up in the Bay Area.
We actually lived here in South San Francisco. And South San Francisco at that time was completely Italian. And it was like being in Italy, almost. It was great.
You go to the bank, everybody spoke Italian. Just like now, you go down, walk down to South San Francisco, downtown, everybody speaks Spanish.
The Contis say the social club keeps them tied to their roots, to their families, and to their dwindling Italian-American community here.
This is one of the best club, I think, in the Bay Area for sure. My name is Alberto Biancalana, and originally from Lucca, Italy. We got 800 members on this club only. And then a bunch of clubs. But we need young people. If the young people doesn't come in, we are in an endangered species. If the young people doesn't, you know, carry on with the tradition, you know, what are you going to do? Everything's going to end, see?
In fact, on this night, there were no young players in sight. But Bianca Lana's hopeful that'll change.
I bet my son like it to play if he ever feel like come here and try, because that's what it takes. You know, it takes a little bit to try and you get hooked.
Norina De Bella watches as her teammate is inches away from hitting the palino.
We got 2 points now. This is it. This determines now. It's game. We won both games. We did it, Bruno.
For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno in San Mateo.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer. The online team includes David Weir, Chad McClymans, Lisa Pickoff-White, and David Marks. Our interns are Kate Hunt and Matthew Levin. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, Tyke Hendricks, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2014 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.